So, what is the difference between seeing bhakti as a cultural activity and bhakti as a spiritual activity? The primary difference is philosophical understanding. You know, when we do bhakti as a cultural activity, it is a part of, you know, that's what our parents have done, that's what people like us do, that's why we do it. It's good to do it that way, but then when we don't have philosophical understanding, sometimes parents say that, oh, you should go to temple and bow down to God. Why? And good things will happen to you. You will get good marks in your exam. And somebody may say that, oh, I went and bowed down to God, I did not get good marks. So what is the use of worshipping God? Or somebody may say that, you know, I didn't go to the temple, still I got good marks. So I didn't, even without going to the temple, I got good marks. So what is the use of, what is the need of going to the temple? So without philosophical understanding, the purpose of connecting with God remains very vague and unclear. And that's why our connection with God will stay very unsteady. So it is, if we consider the cultural practice and the spiritual practice, what will raise us from the cultural to the spiritual is the philosophical. So philosophy doesn't mean that we have to have intricate understanding of philosophical technicalities, but just the basic principles of life, if we understand them properly, then we can move forward steadily towards Krishna. So the more we become philosophically sound, the more it's not that we give up the cultural, but rather our practice of the cultural becomes motivated with a spiritual consciousness, permeated with spiritual consciousness. And then we become steady, we become strong in our practices. And then we can practice it even if the culture around us is not supportive. Even if the culture is hostile, still we practice it. Because we are not just doing it to conform with some standards, we are actually doing it to respond to our deepest calling, to our deepest aspiration of the heart. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.